I feel like the intro should be longer.
Well, you know, we always talk about our music. It doesn't matter if it's on our show. I think we said, though, I think we did say in like episode 2 or 3, we get like a 10 episode window.
Yep.
And today is episode 8 that just launched this this morning. Mm-hmm. So if you're not subscribed, go there, subscribe today. Hustle-machine.com. You can find all your information there, how to follow us and subscribe. But anyways, I just thought that was funny that you started, because I thought about the same thing as I was playing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And then I was like, no, I can't make a comment like that. And then all of a sudden it happens.
Oh, shout out.
Nina!
What's up, Nina Perez?
Jason, it looks like you're getting ready to take a nap. Are you getting ready to take a nap over there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Put it out of frame.
It wasn't in frame when I did the preview in Zoom.
Well, you know what's funny is I always test that as well. And also, yeah. I got to figure out to do something different with my monitor. It's super shaky.
Shady?
Shaky.
You're shady? Is that what you said? You're super
shaky? No, I'm not shady. See how it's shaking? It's because I can't touch it.
Are you nervous?
I can't touch it. No,
You got that Jimmy leg. You got that Jimmy leg just making you super nervous to shaking.
No, I'm super still. I just can't touch my desk. Don't touch the desk.
Who are you talking to? Yourself?
Me. No,
you like looked down and you said, don't touch the desk.
Well, I kicked the leg of it.
Okay. So, I think you already said it. Hustle Machine episode 8. Came out this morning, comes out every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Where fine podcasts are consumed. And today's episode is about should you dress for success? And of course, every Wednesday, we reprise that topic and go into like a deeper discussion as like a exclusive part 2 here on WinJack. So
think of it as like an after show. It's like an
after party.
Show. The after, like, because we recorded that one a while ago.
So well, this is the like, after, yeah, this is the after party. So think of the episode drop as like Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. And then this is the Oscars after party.
Ooh, okay. Who was it that said that? Like, who was it that said that on the thing? Like, hey, well, was it, somebody said, we'll talk about that on the after party or something like that. We need to talk to you, Will, after the during the after party or something like that.
Yeah,
I can't remember who said it. Doesn't matter.
It's just a whole bowl of awkwardness, and it's still like I feel like it's still
one. Oh yeah, it was yeah. There you go. It was Diddy. That's right. Yeah. Diddy said that. I was laughing.
Yeah,
perfect timing. He capitalized on the moment.
Yeah, but like for Chris Brock though, like because you and I we talked back and forth in our group chat with the team about whether or not we thought it was. What we thought about it, if we thought it was real or not. The part that I think is the most real was Chris Rock's reaction when he was just sitting there. It's like he didn't know where he was going. And yes, Nina, he did dress for success
it
that
did.
Day. But I don't think success was looking for him.
Well, maybe it was. It was just in a different way. And Will found it for him.
Yeah, that just goes to show you that I guess even though you dressed for success, it might not be the right time.
So what are you saying is even if you dress for success, you could get slapped in the face during the day? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, exactly. I feel like my granddad used to say that. Even though you dress like for success, you might get slapped.
It does sound like an old adage. It does. You're right.
Anyway, but
go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's fine. Continue. So I'm traveling this week, so that's why I'm coming
me too,
from my hotel room, and then there was a pillow.
Yeah, me too, but buddy, you gotta bring your studio set with you. I'm traveling as well, but I brought my stuff and
you packed all of that?
I packed all of it. It was really weird putting the shelves on top of the van. and we got weird looks, but hey.
Kids, don't need clothes. No undies, no jammies, nothing. I am done. The slap is done. Thanks. I know it's hard to find good content. I don't know how to take that.
I'm trying to figure out, Gracie, if you mean that we don't have any good content, or the Oscars didn't have any good content.
This is okay, really
Nina thinks we're hilarious, so we're good. Okay. Gracie,
for people who are new,
we are going to get into it.
Yeah, for people who are new, we usually banter for a few minutes before the show actually gets into the topic, and then we dig into the topic at hand. This is the first time we've actually talked in about a week, so
yeah,
this is our catch up time because we're buddies, we're college buddies, and we decided to make a show around. My hand is so much bigger than yours.
Yeah.
Move it forward.
Okay. I gotta move it closer to the can. I can't.
Oh, I'll move it this way. Boom. Okay, done. Okay, yeah. Okay. So the topic that dropped today on the show is, should you dress for success? And for those of you who haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, a quick recap. This is a topic that I struggle with personally. How much should I dress up? Does it matter if you dress up? Do clothes maketh man or woman or non-specific, whatever? I mean, it's do clothes make you, you know, like is that, does it matter? And I don't think we really landed on anything in particular.
No, we did. Just 100%.
Talked it out. Huh?
I feel like I landed exactly where it should be, but oh, and just pop that up really. Gracie did say she said we're great. Let's move on from the slap. And I agree with that statement.
I appreciate that,
Gracie.
Is the thing though. She makes a really good point that I feel like media lingers too long on things that don't matter.
Kind of like right now, we're lingering on the slap again. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, I did it again.
I should have just moved on. Sorry, Gracie. So, just to preface to start up, I did put on a sweater this time and didn't wear a hat. So if you watch the episode, it's hilarious that we chose Dress for Success. And I'm on the stance of it does matter what you wear.
Yeah.
And that people do judge kind of what you wear. And here I was wearing a hat and a t-shirt, and I was bothered. I was so uncomfortable through the whole thing. I was like, oh, why did we choose to do this now? Like, and Jason was all like, no, leave it.
I was in a hat and a blazer and a t-shirt, graphic tee.
Yeah. So, okay, let's put up the, so Nina says we want to act like it doesn't, but naturally we tend to judge what we are looking at. Exactly. Yeah. And that's actually what we talk about in the podcast today. And I give the example of an old CEO that I had who was, he wasn't CEO at the time that he implemented this, but he did wear a suit. He was a COO at the time. He wore a suit. He was one of the youngest chief C-level execs on the team, right? So, and he was the youngest one by 15, 20 years. He was younger than me. But he was one of the smartest guys in the room. Everybody knew that. Yeah. But he wanted to elevate himself even further, right? He wanted to wear something that gave him the authority to speak on a certain thing. And I think that there's some value to that. And it's something that I latched onto. And I did an experiment at that position because I have worked at jobs where it is required to wear a certain, like, your business professional outfit. And I've had jobs where that wasn't required. And one of those jobs was that one where the CEO wore a suit. Everybody else was dressed in casual. And here he is wearing a suit and everybody listened to him. Everybody listened to him. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I want to be taken seriously. So let me take a step up. So I did. And when I did that, I got promotions. I built a team. Like, people listened to me in meetings. We had meetings with me and my superior. We're meeting with other vendors or other people, clients or whatever. And they're looking at me, asking me questions, not him. And I'm like, no, that needs to be, that's his lane, not my lane. But then again, I was like, well, there you go. It kind of proves my point. And to Nina's point, we do judge without thinking about it. We do. So Chris, can you put up the two things you just had up there? It's important to always be comfortable with who you are and the change you want to show the world.
Image. The image you want to show the world.
Image you want to show the world. Sorry. And then example, I often see people wearing suits, blazers, et cetera, incorrectly. And you can tell they are not used to wearing them. I agree. I think you should be comfortable. And this is one thing we talked about on the show, Jason, and I'll let you talk. So why don't you do that? Because I think you communicated that very well.
Yeah. So my background is I grew up always wearing dress clothes. That was just a thing that was expected in my family. I grew up in as a pastor's kid. And so I had literally three-piece suits. I had like a pocket watch. I loved to look nice. And this lasted through middle school, early high school, through middle school. And then there was a point, because it was my decision, and there was a point where my parents were like, you need to dress up, because it was like, you know, when kids were wearing like the JNCOs, you know? Yeah. And it's so like, My family had like a rebellion against that, and they were like, you know what, you need to dress up. And I was like, I don't want to. And they're like, well,
for church or just in general?
All the time, across the board. And so like I was wearing slacks and a dress shirt to school.
Yeah.
And I hated it. In retrospect, I feel like I blew it out of proportion, but still, it was something that I always did, but for some reason, when I was told to do that, I felt uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. And then like I went through like a series of different wardrobe choices over the years, and I've never really come back full circle to always wanting to be, you know, fully dressed for success, because for me, I want to be comfortable, not because I am admittedly overweight. I'm never really like comfortable in like the clothes that I get, but like, I want to be me. Like I want to be able to walk into a meeting with a client or get on a call with a client and project meanness. I don't, not meanness, but like meanness.
Meanness. You know? No, meanness is right. That's right.
Yeah. So sorry if I blew out the mic. But like, you know, I want to be me. And I feel like that's a struggle that not only I feel like this is a struggle like across the board for a lot of people, that it's like, what the heck do I wear to this call? What do I wear to this meeting? Do I need to dress like this way, or do I need to dress like the same level as the client, or do I need to dress better, or whatever? I mean, you know, what that CEO did at your old company, I did that for several years. You know, a couple of careers ago is when I was dressing in slacks and a polo literally every day. And I had just a closet full of different color polos. And yep. I would just pull out a pair of khaki slacks, put on my polo, go to work. And like, I would go to Target and people would be like, and I have like a red polo on.
Excuse me, sir.
Can I get some help over there in the kids section? I need to get a box off the shelf. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't work here. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Don't work.
And that actually happened quite a lot over the years, because I was in slacks and a plain polo and people just assumed that I worked wherever it was that I was shopping. It actually happened quite a lot. And because I guess that was like, I don't know. Like I look like I belong there and I worked there, but, and then I went through a period where I had, I bought suits and I wanted, yeah, State Farm. Yeah. I'm Jake from State Farm. And, you know, I went through a period where I bought suits and I wanted to look nice. And then, you know, you get the joke, the trope from The Office, you know, not the show, but just like around The Office. It's like, You dress one way and then you start to pivot and you start dressing nicer. And they're like, oh, what are you going? Are you going for a job interview? Oh, I hated that. And it was constant. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going for your. Yeah. They said there's a job opening in sales and they want me to interview for your job. Yeah. Like, I had no response to that.
I'm gunning for your job, sucker. No, and, so let's. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's fine. I was just going to recap. I've gone through this period for years now where I just really I'm not comfortable in anything. That's why during that last show, I had on a hat, a graphic tee and a sport coat, and actually didn't feel ridiculous because I felt like it was like a little bit of everything, because I don't know where to land. So I would love to know what other people think. Like, how do you gauge a situation?
Well, let's put up what Nina just said. Chris, can you put that up on the screen? Because I think that this right here is, I think you can do, and I have an answer for this. I think it says, I think you definitely should be just, you should, you, let me start that over.
I think on, you I definitely got it.
Should be you. Just realize how you may be perceived and what is the goal you're trying to meet. And I think that is true. And I think you want to display your personality. I think there's ways you can do it. And we discussed it on the show. And you can do it in subtle ways. You can do it in little ways that the fine details. So dress. I think there's two things. So dress for what you feel comfortable in, but also gauge what the market is for that particular interview, right?
Yeah.
So if you're meeting with a garage that works on cars, that you probably don't want to show up in a suit. You probably want to show up in a nicer car more than anything. So like rent a car. I'm just kidding, but don't.
I'm dressing like Andy on The Office. I'm going to drive my, I'm going to drive my Xterra and my coveralls with my wingtips.
Yeah. So, but I think you can do it in subtle ways. So for example, as a designer, that's something that I struggle with for a long time of, I wanted to dress nice, but at the same time, I wanted to display my creativity.
I'm not Andy, although I do break into song quite often.
Yes, he does. dress for the occasion is my motto. Right. So dress nice, dress for the occasion, but you can put in some, so for guys, you could put some, your flair in there. It could be the socks. It could be the tie. It could be a shirt with a simple pattern on it. Jason makes fun of my floral shirts, but I have some floral shirts that have like a small, simple pattern that look dressy. I wore it to church this past Sunday, actually. I have one, I call it my Conor McGregor shirt. I don't know if you know Conor McGregor, but when he wears those flashy shirts with those crazy patterns, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it shows my flair, but I still look put together. Or a blazer with I have a decorative flower pen that I wear on there, or a nice pocket square. It may not be you wearing a hat or you wearing a graphic tee, but it does display something that's your creativity. And I think that you can easily do that. And nowadays with video, you can display your character and who you are and what you want to give off with what's behind you, what you put behind you. In Jason's case, he wants to give the impression that he lives in a hotel room. So he's doing a really good job knocking out another part, and that he likes to take naps. I'm being real though, at home you do have, like, you have your hats, you have your kids' drawings, you have some of your little figurines. I have a Freddy over here right there, and then one up here, and then I have all my cameras, and I have the things that mean a lot to me that I wouldn't just broadcast. I'm a runner.
You're letting your background be your flair.
Do some
of that. That's speaking. You know,
in video form, yes.
Yeah.
When I dress,
Of our meetings now are with, I can't tell you the last time I met in person with a client.
But even then, even if we do go meet with a client, we have, I try to dress for the occasion.
Yeah. You always dress nice. You've got it together.
Add what the flair is that I want to display. What is something that I could put on there like that shows this guy's got a little bit of creativity. Because we're in a creative market. Yeah. And I think that it's so true. I had someone try to sell or pitch me a product looking like he was in the chambers. You see, it's true though. And you said it at the end of our episode. So, you know, we'll kind of tease it, but you said it's sad that that's the way our society is.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's true. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. I just think you got to find what you're comfortable with. And like what Nina said, you got to, if you get perceived a certain way, you got to either own that.
Yeah.
And just be like, well,
see, that's the thing. Like I think what, Gracie, what did you say? Dressing for the occasion. Yeah. Dress for the occasion is my motto. I get that. It also feels a little exhausting to me. Like, cause I'm constantly like, for me, I would rather think about what I've got, what product I need to provide for the client, what service I'm doing, making sure I get through all the questions I need to go through.
And that's all important. That's like, all important.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish.
I'm not. I'm going to slap you.
Oscars throwback. Anyway, so I think that for me, I just want it to be easy. And I need, because I don't need to be thinking about what I look like or how I come across. I'm thinking about what's in my brain is the most important part. And I know that's not, I know that's not really the thing. Like, that's an important component. But like, I think that it's, for me, it's a little frustrating that I'm constantly having to think. So I actually think that my new kind of goal is to have, so like, I bought a lot of plain t-shirts,
solid shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. I bought a lot of solid color shirts. I bought like blacks and purples and grays and browns, stuff like just like dark, fairly neutral colors. Right. That can be combined with other things. And I'm like, well, maybe I wear a hat probably 25% of the time. Don't even wear it that often, but sometimes I just like to wear a hat. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, like my sport coat, and then I wear slacks and a nice pair of shoes. And I feel like that is my new, I can wear that for pretty much any occasion. Like I could be just as comfortable at a meeting with a client or a preacher's conference. Right. Cause right. like, but I have the nice jeans, the brown slacks, the t-shirt and the sport coat, you know?
Well, think about Apple. Like think about,
my attire is Bill Gates today. Cause I have on my dad's shoes and
Bill Gates on me, but I mean, you think about, I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah, I smelled something.
Apple.
Why can't I just said Steve Jobs?
Steve, no, you said Bill Gates.
Oh, I meant Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. What did he wear? He wore the black turtleneck, mm-hmm. and the dark jeans, and or sometimes he wore light color jeans, but. It was enough.
Yeah.
And I don't wear a lot of graphic tees. I'll wear a lot of solid t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I think that there's something about just a solid shirt.
Yeah.
That goes a long way. And what Gracie just said, if you'll put that up again, it says first impressions are real. Will the client listen to you for the first 2 minutes if you look too casual? Yes and no. It depends on if you're selling surfboards to a surf shop. If you're wearing board shorts and a t-shirt, they're probably going to listen to you. But if you're going in selling marketing and you're asking them to spend thousands upon thousands of dollars with you, I don't think going in with board shorts and a t-shirt is going to push it. I think they're going to look past you at that point. But to what Chris is saying, you have to be comfortable. You have to be you because people can tell when you're faking it. Yeah. And what's natural for you and what's not.
Right.
But at the same time, if there is a period where you are wearing something and you are faking it because it's new for you, it's not something that's natural for you. But if you wear it with confidence and you wear it saying, this is me, it will eventually become what you want it to be. And it will look natural, will feel natural.
Right.
So it may be at first, like you were saying, it may be at first where it doesn't feel natural at all.
Yeah. So, I'm over here whining and complaining. And I think that it would be interesting to get, because we have Nina and Gracie both commenting actively on this episode. I would like to get their feedback, as a, businesswoman and professional in your space. Do you feel like it's harder?
Mm.
Is it remarkably more difficult as a female trying to dress in the space and not show up as overdressed or underdressed? Like, are you thinking about that even more? Like, is it, tell us about that. I guess
to piggyback on that. I mean, I think most women, and I could be wrong, Gracie and Nina, you guys can correct me 100%, or if any other women are listening right now, please correct me. But I feel like they want to dress that way. Like, dress nicer. Just in general.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it comes down to personal preference, but that's so outweighed by how you're going to get perceived by the client, by other professionals and peers and stuff like that. I think that it's a huge, gosh, for me, you land on like, this is exactly how I feel about the issue. Like, you land in a very specific place. I feel like me, it's something that I'm always going to have issues with. Nina just responded. Yes, I think about that daily. I work for a multimillion dollar company, and I've learned they absolutely judge you on your appearance.
Now, is that because, Nina, correct, like, add to that, is that because of a woman or not? Is it on both sides of the table, or is it just you feel like as a woman? I don't think they want to admit it, but they absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there is a sense of judgment that happens across the board. But, you know, like I said, Nina, my question would be, is that across the board, or is it just, you feel like it's just on both sides? Yeah. On both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that it just depends on the culture, because I have worked in environments where it is like that.
I've heard it both ways.
I've heard it both ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tip for content creators: don't wear too many branded clothes while shooting videos. Trademark infringement is a thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Literally, very first day on a job that I had, after I finished college, after I ran my parents' restaurant for like 5 years, I got my first job in the actual business world that I wanted to be in. And in my first day, they said, "Hey, we're shooting a magazine for the property. We need some background fill people to be in it. So make sure that you dress in slacks and a polo tomorrow, but make sure there's no branded anything on you." And so, yeah, that was a very real thing. And I literally had to stand outside for hours pretending to have a conversation as a business person.
I always laugh at that because because we've done videos before, and when you watch a TV show and they're in like a busy restaurant, everybody is actually faking a conversation because they can't talk.
Yeah, mumble.
And for some reason, everybody does the nodding of the head and pointing. Like, you have to be animated.
No one does that. No one does that in an actual conversation.
Ever. But for some reason, when they act, it's like something flips in their brain to start nodding their head and like doing hand expression.
Yeah. Everybody's like so animated. Yeah. Nobody's actually like that. Everybody's
like, who's the real pro and who's the newbie? So let's shift it just a little bit before we kind of wrap things up here in a minute. But now, what about working from home? Because there's this argument where people say, "Well, I'm working from home. Nobody's going to see me. I'm not doing video calls. I can wear whatever I want. I can literally get out of the bed at the last possible second, brush my teeth, rub my eyes, go to the bathroom, sit at my computer in my PJs, and no one will know."
Nah, can't do that. I might be super casual, but I can't do that. I need to actually shower and dress for the day. Now, my definition of, you know, ready for work might be, you know, more casual than you and others, but I definitely am a dress for the day. I even started to wear shoes. So like I have like office shoes. And so like, cause I don't wear shoes in the house because I have awful allergies. And so I don't want that, you know, tracked in and out, but like I have shoes that I wear in the office cause I often have a standing desk. And so I'm like walking around. And so like, I'm like dressed for the day inside. I'm not like, I know a lot of people when we shifted to working from home so much, we would do video calls with the team members and they would still be in jammies. Like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah, see, I agree with what Nina says right before that comment. She said, I think it helps to get dressed up at home, keep your mind focused and professional. Because it sets the precedent for your day. It sets what you expect from that day. If you expect to, if you expect to just be lazy, I think that it's going to reflect in your outfit. If you want to take it serious and you like No, today matters, and what I'm doing today matters, and what the work I'm going to accomplish today matters.
Yeah.
So I'm dressing like it matters. I'm wearing something that matters. Mm-hmm. Whether somebody sees me or not, doesn't matter. And if you have kids too, and like in our case, this is something me and my wife talk about, is our kids see what we wear. Yeah. Right. So if we're always dressing down, and it shows that maybe you don't care enough to look nice. I'm not saying you can't dress casual, because you can, because I wear shorts and t-shirts all the time and hats all the time. But I think there's a difference in, if you work from home, getting up and going work in your PJs.
Yeah.
Or getting up and saying, I care about what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I care about my job, and here's how I'm going to display how I care about that.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I did with my team, because we went live full time with Market House mid pandemic, right? So when we all kind of transitioned to working from home, I still had a team reporting to me, and we started doing morning Zoom calls every day to, you know, what's going on, all this stuff, checking in. And it was a lot of like just people just slouched on a couch, PJs, no camera on most of the time. And I let it go for like a week or so. And then I was like, you know what, guys, I didn't make him do it every day, but I had several days of the week that I was like, these are camera on days. And people knew that, okay, I need to get up and get dressed. And, you know, it's only anecdotal. I don't have the actual data to respond to it, but or to back it up. But I feel like those were better days. Like those were a little bit more productive days, because people were dressed up. They got up a little bit early. They got themselves together. They knew they were going to be on camera, and they were put together, ready to start their day as soon as the meeting ended, rather than sitting on the couch the whole time, camera off, not paying attention. You know, I feel like it's a very different way to start your day, to actually prepare as if you were going into an office and sitting in front of other people all day. Right.
Well, I've been playing Wordle this whole time, so I wasn't really paying attention, even with the camera on. So, and I'm dressed for the day.
That's so old, man. Wordle was last week. No, Wordle was 2 weeks ago. Quirtle was last week. This week, it's all about Octortle.
I don't have time for that.
8 Wordle games at once.
No, that's dumb.
Level up your life.
I started playing Quirtle a little bit. I don't even go down that path now. so I agree. I think that you said at the beginning of this, I don't think we landed on anything. I feel like we did. I think that there's a couple of things that you can do. Like, obviously, be comfortable with what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. If you need to dress, if it's highly recommended or it's a requirement for you to dress nice.
Right.
What can you add to it that adds the flair or the creativity or your personal who you are that you want to represent? How can you add that in there? Because I think that that's important. Because like you said, like, you wanted to be you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
for me, it's t-shirts. I mean, I'm a t-shirt designer, so I feel like I still have, I've actually donated quite a bit of my graphic tees, just because I feel like I was slipping down the slope where that was all I was wearing. But also I see it as an opportunity to brand myself and to take my brand with me wherever I go. But like, also, like, you can have too many t-shirts. So I'm trying to find a middle ground. And so I guess for me, it's a t-shirt on the inside, and then my shell, my armor, I guess, is like a nice jacket or something like that. So
could be
to class it up a little bit. You know,
are you going to start wearing a dog tag?
Nope.
Necklace?
Nope. Random, nope. But nope.
You're not going to wear a necklace with it or anything?
No, I don't know that I'm like a necklace guy. I'm not really even a hat guy. I'm a glasses guy. I'm a glasses and t-shirt guy.
I got to get new glasses. That's beside the point.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that kind of sums up everything that we wanted to go over in the after party from our show. If you have not already, Hustle Machine right up here.
Yep.
That's our logo. Go find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Market House is
wherever fine podcasts are consumed.
I keep pointing the wrong way. You point up at Market House. Market House is our company that
I just got to go
websites and marketing. Yeah, you just point up. I just got to. I just keep pointing the wrong way. But anyway, so go and like, subscribe, follow us. We would appreciate your support and love.
New episodes every Wednesday.
Every single Wednesday. Our goal, guys, is to create a community around Hustle Machine. That
entrepreneurs.
Other entrepreneurs are linking arms together and saying we're doing this together. We want to create a community for you. It is in here in the link. Yeah, Jason or Chris just put up the post. Thank you, Nina. We love you too. And we are super pumped about doing this on Wednesdays. My kids are screaming in the background. We're super pumped, and we are looking forward to more Wednesdays. And so, yeah, follow us. If you're not already a part of the WinJet community, all that information is right here below. We do this every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And you can follow WinJet, WinJet Studios. You can see everything there. You can text to get notifications as well. So anyways, guys, thank you guys for everything. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
The
podcast is brought to you by WinJet Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.